First of all, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to go through that entire chapter. It's only 32 verses. We're going to go to Ephesians 4, and the first 16 verses is going to talk about the necessity of the unity in the body of Christ. And that's something we don't have. I was raised a Southern Baptist. And, you know, I have had people say, if you're not an independent Baptist, you ain't going to heaven. You know, if you ain't a Church of Christ, you ain't going to heaven. If you ain't a Pentecostal that speaks in tongues, you ain't saved. You're going to die and go to hell. Boy, we're not living in unity. I will say that. That's why a man called me the other day and said, Scrivener, I've been listening to you. I've listened to everything I think you've made in the last 2 years, and I ain't never heard you talk about doctrine. The only doctrine I teach is the Word of God. I let it speak for itself. I don't worry about doctrine. The Word of God is my doctrine. That's what Paul said was his doctrine. This is my doctrine, the Word of God. Well, that's mine too. Therefore, I am a prisoner for serving the Lord. Now, when's the last time you've been locked up in jail? I hope it's been a long time, but it may not be long till you get locked up in jail, because I'm going to tell you, I just watched a video last night that kind of shocked me. You remember when New Orleans had the Katrina? I watched a video about FEMA. And I watched a video where there were some big, beautiful, powerfully built homes in the New Orleans area that was not damaged at all by Katrina, because they were big, powerfully built homes. And obviously the people that owned them were pretty rich. So since they were big, beautiful homes and powerfully built and powerfully protected with big fences and all kinds of stuff, they had bought themselves some pretty powerful guns to protect their property, which is their right as an American citizen. It's written in the Constitution, we have the right to bear arms as American citizens. FEMA went in, knocked on their doors, and went into their house and confiscated every weapon they had and handcuffed them and locked them up and told them that if they didn't obey them, they'd put them back in jail. And I watched these men sitting on their front porches talking about this afterwards, thinking, what kind of right did our federal government have to come into my home just because there was a tornado or because there was a storm or because it was a hurricane or whatever? What give them right to come into my home and take away everything I got? They have no right. That's right. Nobody has right in America. And I'm going to tell you, the day is coming. And it's coming. And with what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, it's coming again. Only next time it's going to be worse. I'm going to tell you, you better be ready and prayed up. Because I'm going to tell you, with what I've heard with the men I've met with and talked with, that I've talked with personally, that have been involved with FEMA, and this man down in here in Dallas that's now in Arkansas, I talked to him on the phone the other day. You better be ready, because FEMA is building these concentration camps, and there's only two of them in the area that I know of here. One in Denton that's ready to put you in it. It's been ready for a while. Carswell Air Force Base is now being converted to a FEMA concentration camp. And they're going to put somebody in those things. They got a plan. And we had a lady sitting right here yesterday at a healing school that I said something about storing up, government storing up food because underground, because they know something's happened. And she said, sir, I'm an over-the-road truck driver. And I have hauled several truckloads into some of these huge underground places that the federal government owns, truckload at a time. Some of them are five floors underground. And she said they've got tons and tons of food stored up for somebody. She was right here, sat right here yesterday. I see this. I know this. She said there's several of them. Well, why do they build all these things? They're expecting something to happen. And, of course, whenever President Bush has already signed a deal a long time ago that if there's any kind of crisis in America, he immediately files martial law. And when he does, he becomes, you might say, the dictator. In fact, somebody asked him on television. I was out of town the other day. I watched turn on CNN, and there was President Bush. And somebody asked him, we heard you said something about, you know, if things were to go bad, they might have to be a dictatorship in America. What do you think about it? He said, well, it's not bad being a dictator as long as I'm the dictator. I heard him say that myself. Cheryl heard it too. Oh, yeah. All that's going to happen. Yeah, Tom. But, I mean, the thing about it is if there's every a time we, the body of Christ, need to be concerned about the Word and walking holy and obedience to God's Word, it's right now. It's right now. Because if you're walking holy and obedience to God's Word, He promises to protect you. That's the thing. So you don't have nothing to fear. He has already promised to heal you, but He's shown us that since He healed us on the cross, when we repent of all sin and walk holy before Him, healing belongs to us. But not just like this young man right here. He was living a life of business. He's involved in the world. And he don't know what the healing power of Jesus is. But when he's on his deathbed, and he's going to, actually, within 3 months, he's going to die. He told me yesterday in a healing school, he was planning his own funeral. Is that what you said, brother? He's getting ready to die. And then he found out that Jesus is the healer. Instead of being in a grave today, he sits here at church on Sunday. But I can assure you, he got completely healed from a whatever extremely high, what do you call it, PSA or something like that? Whatever it was 100 plus or something, and it went down to 1 or whatever. But now it's trying, 125, but now it's trying to go back up again. So see, the enemy's trying to get him again. So you're going to have to take it by force. You don't let him do it. You're a son of God. You walk holy in obedience to God's Word, do what He says, then you can stand on the Word. I thought about what Richard said about the woman. I was down at a Andrew Womack healing seminar here a few years ago, and when Andrew gave the invitation for people to come down to be prayed for, I thought, well, I'll go down there and maybe I can pray for a few people. And so as I'm going down there, several people saw me that knew me, and one woman, she walked up to me and she said, Thurman Scrivener, do you still believe everything's a demon? I said, of course I do. That's our whole problem. It's the devil. I said, it is because of your sin. She said, I got bone spurs in my feet. Are you telling me that's a demon? I said, yes, I guarantee it. She said, I'll never believe that. I said, do they hurt? She said, yes. I said, stomp your foot a couple of times. She said, I'm telling you. She said, don't hurt. And she was instantly healed right there. Just stomping, taking it by force. I told her, I said, just stomp your foot and it'll leave you because it's a demon. And she didn't believe me. But she did it anyway. And they left. See, I said, I told you it was a demon woman. See, I told you what it was. Now, who is our problem? The enemy. When he has legal right to us, God showed us in His Word, when He brings us out of Egypt and brings us to the promised land, through much tribulation, you're going to enter in. He ain't going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, and all you got to do is put your three-piece suit on and walk out there and take it. Thank you, Lord. It ain't going to be that easy, is it, brother? No. It's going to be through a battle. Because what is He doing? He's training you how to be an overcomer. He's teaching you how to fight the fight of faith. That's what He's teaching us how to do. So if we're a bunch of wimps, we get to die early. You know, we're not supposed to be wimps. We're supposed to be, have you ever heard that we're supposed to be ambassadors for Christ? We're supposed to be warriors? Yes. We're in the army of God. Usually in the army, people fight, right, Keith?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's not when you're working for somebody else, you're not in an army. But when you're in an army, you have to fight. Well, whether you like it or not, you're in an army. You're a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are in a battle. And if you're willing to fight this battle of faith, just like I did, I think how many times I'd been sick in my life, especially my back. But from the time I was a young man in my late teens, I mean, who knows how many doors I had open to the devil. I didn't know all these things. I was trying my best to walk in obedience to God's Word, but there's lots of things I did that was wrong, according to the Word. And so I had the door open. And so I was down in my back. I had colds and flus. And of course, well, just like Richard said about the colds and flus, I mean, I had at least one every year. You know, I mean, so when come the winter and cool weather come in, you know, the first time we got a good cold, crisp blow air, I said, well, it's that time of year. I guess I'll be coming down with the flu again. And guess what?
You did.
It wouldn't be no time till I'd have the flu. And I think, wow, see, just what I thought. Didn't have a clue. I'm the dummy that's causing it, to allowing it to come on me. Yeah, that's right. I'm just over there saying, come on in. Come on in, you creatures, you. You know, just here I am. Get me. Now, that don't make no sense, does it? But when you learn the truth and you learn how to walk in faith, you don't do that no more. You don't let them take hold of you no more. You kick them out in the name of Jesus. You're in a battle, but you don't let them overcome you. Now then, this here says, therefore, I am a prisoner for serving the Lord. I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Who called us? The Lord Himself called every one of us in this room to serve Him. He says, be humble and gentle. Now, sometimes that's kind of hard to do, isn't it? Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Now, this is who He's talking about. I don't have to be humble and patient and gentle with a thief that comes in to rob my house. If this guy comes in to take over, what am I going to do? Walk in, be humble and patient, say, that's okay, just go ahead and take my wife and kids and all my money, that's okay. Are you going to lay down and let them do that to you, Keith?
Nope.
He's going to be over mine and your dead body when they do that, isn't it? I may be humble and gentle and patient with you, the body of Christ, but you let somebody try to come out here and take this place away from me? You know, they're going to be a war. Somebody's going to get hurt. And somebody's going to get hurt bad because I'm fighting the enemy. You know? So I just want you to know what this word talks about us as Christians. We are to be humble and gentle and patient with the body of Christ. But if a bunch of guys walk in, in fact, one of the videos I was watching last night about these guys doing this, somebody asked the guy a question, one of the young men carrying his big gun, his helmet and all that stuff. He said, what do you think about going into the New Orleans area like this and doing this to these landowners? He said, I don't feel good about this at all. He said, I don't like this. He said, I never thought I would ever see anything like this in America. I never dreamed that I would have to do this in America. These were our boys. I used to be one of those. I was a military man. I did go to Korea. I did go to Vietnam. I did fight for this country so I'd have freedom to live in this country.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.